So, beginning with the enlightened attitude, let us turn to page 76, front side.
Sorry, a priestess.
A priestess, please. Yes, of course. And this seventh example, is the example of the statue wrapped up in a tattered cloth. The example itself goes as follows. Just as a god seeing an image of the victorious one, made of a precious substance lying on the road, wrapped up in tattered and smelly rags, would tell people about the fact of it lying on the road so that it would be removed. Pregnant pause. Next bit to come. Now. Chitarna. Just as. Renchen rintang mepele chepe gelwe zuku. Zuku, kuzuk, sorry. Kuzuk is a statue, reading backwards, of the Buddha, of the victorious one, which is made che from rintang, means price. Rintang mepa, priceless. Rinchen, precious substance. So just as a statue of the Buddha made from a priceless, precious substance. Now reading forwards. Ge hrul. Ge is cloth. Hrul is tattered. Dringen gi. Dri is smell. Nyen is foul. Gi. By this, Dumpar Gyorwa, Tumpar Gyorwa, Tumpa is to wrap, to envelop. So Tumpar Gyorwa, enveloped by a foul-smelling, ragged piece of cloth. Lamgi Shi Do Shik Nanepa. Ne is the verb of this first bit of the sentence. So the statue of the Buddha is lying, literally resting or abiding, is lying na, in or at, A, chic. Shido is a crossroads. And Lamgishido, so a junction of roads, lying at a crossroads. So that's the first sentence. Minam ki mashepar gongwasok sugyorpa.
Yes.
What's it?
Yes. Sashubin.
On the Minam kis.
Yeah.
Minam kis, they're the agents, so they require a sa on the ki. So people, and I'm not quite sure exactly how to translate this word gong.
I think it's gong, it's not
ma. It's not gong.
It is ma.
Ma, because gong means bewitched.
Gomba means to walk over.
Aha. Now that makes more sense.
This, so this misprinting. Yeah, ma is not nga, but it's ma. Aho gana no gomba.
Aha. Because gong means bewitched. So I couldn't minutes. Quite sort of bewitched or kind of entranced.
Ah, I see.
But it doesn't mean that.
No.
Gom.
To walk over. To walk over is gomba. It's present in form.
Yeah. So people who walked or who used to walk and so forth, gongpa suk. Sugyurpa, and so forth. Mashepar means without knowing about it, but without knowing about its presence.
By the people.
Panna, lam de na yupar hla yi tongne. No. Yeah.
Yupar, being interesting in that, in that way.
I think the next bit to take is the hlayi. Or we could just join up those sentences by saying there is a precious statue lying at the side of the road, but men who used to walk that way didn't know about it. And then lam deni yupar hlayi tongne. Without knowing about
people
it.
People walk over that without knowing.
Without knowing about it.
Without knowing about it.
Yeah. And then the hlayi, a god, having seen, and then reading backwards, yupar, its existence in or on the road or by the road. Is that how you translate it?
Hmm?
Gompa is to walk.
To walk over.
To walk past or to walk by.
It's with a ma at the end, is it? Instead of a ma.
To walk over, you know. Gompa is.
Or we could say since.
Which one?
Gyurpana. Gyurpana. We could use the na as since.
Yeah. Since. No, when.
Or when.
When or at the. Yes. And.
Or while.
While, yes, while.
Mm-hmm. While the
we'll
translate sees. The. While the people walk past, but
yeah, when God sees this happening, happened. La?
I see.
God's heaven, God from heaven. Or not only heaven, yes. Any
I see.
God on the earth also, who has super sensible knowledge or super sensible. Could be Jigdemitla also. Could be, it's Jigdemitla, in fact.
Yeah. We'll translate the whole sentence again, actually going back, because it's beginning to get a bit clearer again.
Can I ask
this?
Why is the
nam chi?
Why is it a genitive there? It doesn't seem to
be. Because they're the subject of the verb kompa.
The God sees.
Because.
The God sees.
No, it's not a genitive. We changed it. It should be nam kis.
Kis.
Mi nam kis. Yes.
Oh, I see.
Yes, yes. Yes. Yes, we said that.
Sorry.
Please use sa here. Tell them.
I have. Mm-hmm. Has everybody got that? At the end of the first line, it should be minam kis, by the people. So the god, having seen its existence on the road, while the people walked past it unknowingly, ku de... Dele drolwar chawe chir. Should that be chawe chir du?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In order to, this chir is like chir du, in order that it may be freed, or in order that this statue may be freed from that, and I'm not sure, maybe that cloth or that place, dele.
From the place, yes.
From that place.
From that place, which you walked all over.
Kuzuk lamne pe dun.
And also, kuzulki tumba.
Kuzuk lamne pe dun. Kuzuk lamne pe dun. Lamne ne pe dun de mi denam le marching dun parchepetar. So then, to go to the end of the sentence, this God, in order that it may be freed, said to the people, ma is to say, to, reading backwards, to these people, mi denam la. And then this bit is in inverted commas. Or you could put it in. He tells. Dun, how would you translate dun? It is a fact.
Which one? Dun. Yeah, this is a fact, right?
It is a fact that
this fact, right?
Yeah, I mean it's slightly well translated literally. Yeah. This fact. No, we'd have to say it is a fact that the statue is abiding or is lying on the road. It is a fact that there is a statue lying on the road. So in English we just put, there is a statue lying on the road. And then after the mashing, tun parchepa, and he pointed it out to them. So now we'll go through the, sum up the whole sentence, roughly how it goes. We might say there is a statue of the Buddha which is made from priceless precious material wrapped up in a foul-smelling piece of cloth, ragged piece of cloth, and lying at a crossroads. A god, having seen that it exists there, while men passed by it unknowingly, in order that it may be freed from that place or rescued from that place, he says to these people, it's a fact that there is a statue lying by the road, and he points it out to them.
He says and tells.
What?
He says and tells.
He tells them. And then...
Is it in rude word?
I don't know. I haven't put it in this bit.
I was repeating it.
Yeah. A fact.
Twente, this fact.
Well, she was wondering whether the Dante introduced speech, but it's... Usually you introduce speech with just che.
Introduce speech?
To introduce, I mean, if you put something, introduce that something is going to be said, that it's the words of the god. She wondered whether this dante means...
Dante means this fact. No. What is this fact? Dante means this fact. Or this meaning, don't know this meaning, this fact. What is this fact? This kuzu lamna nepa. Dante means, you know. That, this fact, mite namla marshing. The God tells, says and tells. Marshing, ton par chepa means says and tells.
He tells them the
fact. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, he tells the people, the God tells the people this fact. What is this fact? Kusu lamna nepa. Being overwalked by people. Walked over by people.
And the meaning of this, the Buddhas who have unhindered vision, seeing the very substance of the Tathagatas, even present in animals, wrapped up within the various kinds of emotions, similarly show the means to make it free. Tukmame pane tuk sum sok pak chak nam nam panat sok penyen mong ki gurul gi tum pe de shek ning po ngopo ni. So we'll go up to the end of this first line. And I think there's a misprint right at the very beginning here. No, it's not. It's just different from the root text. Yeah. So this tokma mepa, ne, from the very beginning, tuk means poison, tuk sum, the three poisons, sok, such as bakchak, nampa naktsopa, the various habitual tendencies such as the three poisons, natsok pinyinmong, ki gurulgi tumpe. Actually, this bit's very easy. This tumpa we had just in this last shloka, meaning wrapped up or enveloped. So then the subject of this is deshing ningpo ngopo ni. Ngopo is like the substance. So the very substance of, now I'll read backwards, the very substance of the Buddha nature, which is wrapped up by the tattered cloth of the emotions, which are the various kinds of habitual tendencies, such as the three poisons, from the very beginning. Now we go forwards again. Dudro la yang yopar sanje ki jen gi zikne. And we'll read this bit backwards. Having been seen by the eye, jen, respective eye, of the Buddha, yopar, we can say existing, yang, even in animals, dudro, kuzu ki drupche selwa de jintu, ningpo chuki ying de lobo ki drupale tarpi chawe dundu. So we'll go up to this dundu and we'll start reading backwards again. Dundu is like chirdu. In order that...
In order to free.
Yeah, in order that... In fact, the subject in this bit is Ningpo, Chuki Ying, which is just on the line above. In order that the essence, the Dharma Dhatu, may be liberated, Tarpe Chawe Dundu. In order that the essence, the Dharma Dhatu, may be liberated, now we're reading from the incidental obscurations. And then the Ningpo Chuki Ying you saw was the subject. Dejintu, like the kuzuki drupa che selwa, like the clearing away of the obscurations of the statue. So in order that this may be liberated, lam nyamsu lenpe tab dampe chugi go tayepe tun partse. Beginning at the end again, The subject then is the Buddhas of this verb. The Buddhas, tunpar, they teach tayepa, the limitless doors of Dharma, of dampichur, of true Dharma, tap the means of nyamsu lenpa, lam nyamsu lenpa, the means to practice the path. Nyamsu lenpa is to practice, the means to practice the path. No, I'll just...
Nyamsu lenpa
breakdown? Nyamsu lenpa? Nyamsu lenpa? No, it's always used as one word. But I did...
Nyamsu lenpa is one word, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In fact, literally to take into experience.
Mm-hmm. To take into experience.
Experience, yes.
Mm-hmm. So to make it one's experience.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
To make it one's experience.
Yeah. Then we'll just go over this again. To practice. It's always used as to practice.
To practice,
yes. The path. The The Buddha nature, the substance of the Buddha nature, which is wrapped up in the tattered cloth of the emotions, which are the various kinds of habitual tendencies, such as the three poisons that have been there from the very beginning. Having been spied by the eye of the Buddhas, existing even in animals, thus the Buddhas teach the limitless doors of the true Dharma, the means to practice the path, in order that this essence, or this core, the Dharma Dhatu, may be liberated from the incidental obscurations, like the clarification, or like the freeing of the Buddha statue from its obscurations. And the last section of this example, just as the God with divine vision sees the Tathagata, the image precious by nature, lying on the road and wrapped up in smelly rags, and shows it to people so that they may free it, similarly, the victorious ones see the basic Buddha element, even present in animals, lying on the road of samsara, wrapped up in the tattered rags of the emotions, and they teach the Dharma in order to liberate this Buddha nature.
Which word was poison?
You have to turn over the page. It was the last word on the front side, and it was duk, poison. Chitarna. Just as Rinchen Rangjin Le Drupe Dejin Shek Pe Kuzuk Drumangen Pe Gurki Tumpa Lamgi Shidor Nepa, just as the statue of the Tathagata, Dejin Shek Pe Kuzuk, which is made, now we're reading backwards, Drupa is to be made, or which is formed from, the nature of precious substances, and drumangen pe gurki tumpa, and wrapped up in a cloth of, in a foul-smelling cloth, drumangen pe gur, lamgi shidor nepa, lying at the crossroads, or at the junction of the roads. So that's the end of this first bit. Mi ngoma shepana hlai mi gitongne. It's exactly the first same as the first sort of shloka. Having been seen by the divine eye, the hlai mik, while unrecognized by men, this me is by men, and ngo shepa is to recognize or to know. Ngoma shepa is obviously the negative. Kuzug gurul le tar pechedu.
Yeah, why?
No?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or when? Or why?
Kuzug. Wait a minute. Kuzuk guru le tarpe chedu, in order to liberate it from the tattered cloth, in order to liberate the statue from the tattered cloth. Mi namla dina kuzuk ye che tunpa tar. He says, and mi namla to these people, and what he says is dina kuzuk ye. In here, there is a statue. So really, I mean, I won't go through this bit again because it's identical to the first bit. Dejin tu, in the same way, nyun mong pe gurul gi tum pe sanje ki kam korwe lam na nepa. Sanje ki kam, in the same way, the Buddha element, which is tumpa, which is wrapped up by the tattered cloth of the emotions, and kurwe lam nanepa, and lying on the road of samsara, or existing in the in the road of samsara, they number day dudro la yang yoparzikne, having been or being spied or having been seen existing even in animals, and this day refers to the obviously the Buddha nature. So this Buddha nature having been seen even in animals, denyan mong pigurru le tarpe chawe chir, beginning with chir and reading backwards, in order that it may be liberated from the tattered cloth of the emotions, gyalwe chu tunparce, the Buddhas teach the Dharma. So I don't think there were any problems in that bit. And the eighth example. Just as an ugly-looking woman, having no one to turn to and staying in a pauper hostel, may hold the glory of a king in her womb. We'll have a different interpretation from Eva in a moment. Just... No, only yesterday. Just as an ugly-looking woman having no one to turn to and staying in a pauper hostel, may hold the glory of a king in her womb, but does not know that there is this ruler of men inside her. Mimo, this is the nice word for a woman. A mimo, a woman. But unfortunately, this woman was... And now I can't read this next bit. This zuk...
Chengen.
Is it zuk chengen?
Zuk je is
what is the... Zuk che is what?
Zuk is body.
Yeah.
Che is structure of the body.
Aha, che is structure. Yeah. The makeup of the body.
Makeup of the body.
Mm, so we just say the...
Yeah.
Yeah. And the ngen is ugly, an ugly body. Actually, Rinpoche said we could say it was a dong, a face, an ugly-faced woman.
Both together. The whole body structure.
Well, maybe it was her body and her face.
All shaved.
So this poor misshapen woman, dung a shing is and, gun dan kyab me pa, without a protector, a gun dan kyab is a refuge. Me pa kashik go with a woman or does it go with the next bit? Kashik gun me pa nam ki duk
ne.
We'll take the gashik as belonging to the next bit. Gashik is someone...
This one, gashik, you mean?
Yes.
Someone, this refers to this woman.
This refers to the woman.
But some, it's just expression, in fact. It's only one woman it is, but still says some.
Yeah.
Someone,
so it's like
someone.
It's like saying a certain woman.
No, someone.
Or someone, a woman.
The woman, some woman, yeah.
Some woman or a certain woman.
A certain woman,
a particular,
yes.
A certain woman. We'd probably say. And then gon me panam ki dukne drunkang. Dukne and drunkang are synonymous and they like a hostel. Duk is a stay to stay and ne is a place, a staying place. And a drunkang is again like a guest house. So
because drun is a guest.
Kung is a house. Yep. Drun is a guest and Kung is a house.
Oh, sorry. Drun is traveller.
A traveller.
Yeah. I misunderstood. Mao Garada is guest.
Aha. This is traveller.
Traveller.
So we
house.
Can say a traveller's house, and this is a place for Gun Me Panam, those who are without protection. Dang, sorry? I read that bit backwards. That was Gunme Panamki Dukne. Dukne, this rest house or the staying place, literally, that's for those who are without protection.
Dharamsala. In Indian language, they call Dharamsala.
Yeah?
Is it exactly?
Yeah. Dharamsala.
Gunmepi.
Travelers, they stayed. Someone, they built house for the travelers and those poor people on the way to one place to other. Resting and shelter, you know, for everything.
What's the name of the place in North India?
Dharamsala? Yeah, there was a big Dharamsala before, I think. So on this name, I think this...
So the Dalai Lama is just staying in rest house?
Rest house. In fact, it is. Really, he chose the right place. Because he's in exile, you know, he doesn't have his own country.
It's called Dharamsala or Dharmashala, this place
with... Dharmashala, in fact, Dharmashala. Yeah.
So it's not quite the same as Dharamsala.
Dharam is here for virtue, you know, for marriage. Somebody built the house. Dharma means here sonam, you know, geva. Geve chetu shangbe khangba. They all call Dharamsala. But not literal meaning, but these days we call Dharamsala. Same Dharma is coming from. Yeah.
So let's continue. Dukne again is
dwelling place.
Dukne is a dwelling place. Dukpa to stay, like. And ne is a place. It's a
referring to the same. Yes.
And then the verb, this woman, she was Dukpar Gyor. She was staying in, and I'm not quite sure why that we've got this num in the plural.
Jindola
sopa num.
Num so, different places must be.
She was staying in.
Drunkangtang. Oh, I said Drunkangtang and Shindo. Or and Shindo. Shindo means the crossing, what do you say just now?
A crossroads.
A crossroad or junctions.
A junction.
Etc. You know.
Why but num?
Num means these places.
She was staying in such places as these.
Yeah.
Such she was
such as in Drunkang, Shindo, etc.
And the cross and the crossroads.
Crossroads. On foot on footpath. By the road.
So she was this woman, she was staying in these rest houses for those who are without protection, or just a home for travellers, or at the side of a road on the crossroads, it sounds like, or at the junction
crossroad,
of... Yeah, the crossroads.
What's the do of Ma Da Nero?
Pardon?
Shimdo is the crossroads.
Yeah.
Lasokpa Nam. So this Nam refers to all these three things that have been mentioned. And this Su is at...
This you change Pausha Kivushi. Not Kausha.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yeah, so there's another spelling mistake. It should be Shido, and it should be Bausha Gigushi. Didn't
it? Normally, literally, the place where the four roads meets, you know, mm-hmm. meet, that's called Shindo. But now it's used more than four, five, six junctions. Yes. Shin is four. Lam yi Shindo, Lam yi Sumdo, you can say. Where three road meets, that's called Sumdo.
T junction.
Three junction. Four junction.
T junction, we say.
T junction, I see.
Yes, a T.
T junction. I know this.
Anyway. La.
However.
Now, kyur la. Does this la at the end of the sentence mean and? I couldn't work this one out. Or concerning her. This
dupa kyur la. Means,
and?
Dupa kyur la has stayed or something. Stayed, you say.
Why the la?
Kula, rang ke ngal kini.
Why the la?
La. La is la che here.
And yes.
Kyurching.
The la is just a conjunction, and so we can translate it as and. Mm-hmm. That's after the verb, tukpa gyur la. Rangi ngalgi kolo gyurwe gyal poi paldang denpar gyurwe kyeu sendang denpe tsenpar chepe kyang. And we'll go up to there. So our subject is this woman, and the verb is tsinpar chepe kyang. The kyang means although she contained tsinpar chepa. And I don't understand why you have to have the pay with the kyung.
Zimbar chepe kyung.
Why do you have to have the pay, sir?
Chu chan on the money, zimbar chepe. Zimbar chepe. It must be in the root text.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
I don't know. I haven't got the root text in this bit. Anyway, although she contained. Yes, although she contained. Maybe it's from the root.
Uh-huh.
In the root you get sinparchepe, and in the commentary you get the addition of the word kyang. So I couldn't work out why you needed both of these. But he's obviously giving the meaning of pe as being kyang. Although she contained, and then rang at the beginning. No, we won't go back there. Although she contained the...
Yeah, although it's good. You leave it. Pay, you leave
and
it.
This denpa must be another word for sinpa chepa, because it's... Which denpa is to possess. Mm-hmm. Dung denpa.
Pal dung denpa?
Yeah, no. Dung denpa no. Sinpa chepa.
Oh, sen dung denpa.
Yeah.
Sen dung denpa, yeah.
And kyoi sen dung denpa is to be with child. Kyu is a child. Kyu is a child or an infant, and sen is a sign. So she had the sign of a child.
No. Boy has sign. Kyu chen on them.
Aha.
Sen sang bo, that means sumju sangi. Pejen sang bo jeju.
Oh, so did.
Because Chakravarti they had.
I see.
The universe, Nunarak, they have all the good signs like the Buddha, they say.
Aha, so she possessed a child with all the good signs.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she possessed the kyu, the child, and this child is Tsen Dang Denpa.
Yeah.
This child who is endowed with the signs, literally, or maybe all the auspicious signs, and he is also reading backwards, Kolo Gyurwi Gyalwe Pal Dang Denpa Gyurwa.
He's also reading backwards.
He is a child who will be endowed then with the glory, Pal.
Who is, you can say.
Pal. Or who is endowed with the glory of a Chakravartin. Kolo Gyurwe Gyalpo.
Chakravartin king.
Of a Chakravartin king.
Yeah.
And the Rangi Ngalgi says literally this, the child belonging to... of her womb. Rang, ngal is womb, and rang, own. But we might say in her very womb or something, or in her own womb. So although this is there, ngal bup ki drupe chir, because of being obscured, drupa, by the enclosure of her womb. Rangni ki towa na yupi semchen de mi dakpo yinpar mishepe. Mishepe, since she did not know, and again we'll read backwards, that this mi dakpo, that this ruler exists. In fact, it's Semchen De Mi Dakpo. This ruler of men, of beings, exists in her womb. Or there is a ruler of men which exists in her womb. And Toa is belly or womb. And this Toa is also Rangni Ki Toa in her very own womb.
Semchen De.
Yeah. So it's Semchen De Mi Dakpo. Yeah, I did that. Dakpo is a ruler.
Mi Dakpo.
Mi Dakpo.
The Lord of Man.
Yeah, the Lord of... The ruler of men or the ruler of beings.
It's synonym for king.
Mi Shepe.
Narendra.
Semchen... Semchen te mi dakpo. Why do we need a day after Semchen?
Semchen te. This is Narendra. Mi dak was Narendra.
Semchen te is not really necessary, is it?
Yes.
Why?
The being which the being. is Dharma. Tam is the.
Yes.
The being which exists in her very womb.
But this being, it's not me, Dakpo, Samjin Ki Dakpo.
No, no. Being, you know. The life, you can say.
I see.
The life in her own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So she did not know
the living organism, you can say.
She did not know about this ruler of men.
The living thing, yes.
That this being, she did not know about this being. And Samjin Day.
Because in Dharma language, this written language, you know, when she became pregnant, they say, more Samjin than them, but Chortos. She is endowed with the living being, yes. Means she became pregnant. Samjin. So this, I think, taken from that expression.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, pe shenji nyepa la suk pe zikpa dang che shing dungal war gyorwa. So, not knowing about this, she dungal war gyorwa. She suffered. And she... Che, we can say to possess. Dang che, like dang denpa. She possessed jikpa, the fear. And this fear is nyepa la sokpa, the fear of being held in contempt, and so forth. Or the fear of being despised. Nyepa, to despise or to be held in contempt.
To bully. To bully us.
Well, Dampala says it means to bully also. To bully is to be treated roughly, despised, and
seeing the weakness of. Or,
I think, when you see the weakness of somebody else, then you.
Yeah. Nearby,
take advantage of it.
Physically nearby, or by word also nearby.
Or by mind.
Anything.
Mm-hmm.
What is
that?
Yeah.
Nyepa la sok pe jikpa, the fear of being. Badly treated, or badly treated, something like that. We'll just go over this quickly. A certain woman with a misshapen body, without a protector or a refuge, was staying in such places as hostels for the homeless, or houses for travellers, or at a crossroads. And although she had a child in her womb that was endowed with good signs, and which... who was endowed with the glory of a Chakravartin ruler. And then, because of its being concealed, because it was obscured by her womb, she did not know that this ruler existed. Yeah, that there was this child in her belly. Obscured by the womb, or obscured by the confine, boop ki trippe. Boop is confine or
closure.
Enclosure. Ngal boop, the enclosure of her womb. Not knowing that this ruler exists, this being which is in her belly, thus she suffered and had underwent the fear of being treated badly. And this is like, similarly, existence in the world is like the pauper hostel, and impure beings are like the pregnant woman. As she has this being within her, she has a future protector. The immaculate Buddha element is like the king present in this woman's womb. And this next bit is quite easy because it's full of comparisons. sipako vene nampanatso pakye vanam dungal dangche pechir gon dangkyab me pekim nane pajitawajin. In the middle of this first bit, you've got kewanam. So birth, no, it's kewanam dungal, no, kewanam dang, dungal dangchepa. Birth, which is associated with suffering, dungal dangchepa, together with suffering. Births, and it's in the plural, in fact, births which are associated with suffering. In the various natsokpar, in the various ne nampa kinds of realm of sansaric existence, sipa korwa, sipa existence. Or in fact we could say, and this cheer at the end is because births in the different kinds of realms of samsaric existence are associated with suffering. Gondang
Ne,
no,
we're saying is realms.
Ne, yes. Ne is realms or places. Nampa kinds of. Gondang kyab me pikim na nepa chitawajin. They are like chitawajin, or they're precisely like, just like the. It's just like living nepa in kim houses for gun dankyab mepa, houses for the destitute and those without refuge, or houses for those without protectors and without refuge, gun protector and kyab refuge. It is like staying in other words, sort of pauper houses homes and refuges and sort of homes for the.
Yeah, but here it is like nepe kim, so houses which are without, isn't it?
No, it's meaning
houses
without.
For those who are without.
Yeah.
Okay.
Literally obvious. But for those.
But the meaning is that.
Yeah.
So this is the first comparison. So birth in samsara is like living in a pauper house. Lowo ginyan mong pe madak pe sem che nam ni Lowo ginyan mong pe madak pe sem che nam ni gun kyab yu kyang ma she pe chir ngal ne gyalwe gyalpo dang den pe bu me jitawa yinching So the next comparison is Semchen Nam, beings who, now reading backwards, who are impure, Madakpa, or who have the impurities of the incidental emotions, or who are impure due to the incidental emotions, Lewogi Nyun Mongpa Madakpa Semchen Namni. Gun kyab yukyang, although they have a protector, a refuge, mashe pichir, precisely like this bume, this woman, who has a ruler in her womb, gyalpo, a ruler, nyalna in her womb. The third comparison, Bume de la gyalpo kangshig yupe gondang chepar chungwatar Samchen de la chuni gangshig yupe gongi chokdang chepar gyorwa. This bit's not quite so easy. Bume de la gyalpo kangshig yupe.
Good.
I'm not quite sure where to begin with this, but so like
since this woman has this king, continues this, she will be with the protection.
Okay, so The subject of this bit is Bhume. And in fact, there's a Yurpe. Since this woman, and Dela to this woman, since this woman has a king, which will, Jungwa here is in the future, or we can take it to the future, which will be a protector, which will provide her with a protector. Samchen Dela Chuni Ganshik Yope. Since Samchen, since beings possess the Dharmata, or this Dharmata, or since beings are those who possess this Dharmata, Gun Ki Chok Dang Chepar Yura, they will have the most excellent protection, the excellent of protectors. And Chok is most excellent, or the supreme of protectors. Ranjinji Nampar Dokchin Drima Mepi Kam Devi Chekbi Ningpo De Runsumji Chok Pe Na Chikpe Tamche Le Kyokpe Chir Bume De Nal Nanepe Gyalwa Jitawa Jino. And the subject of this is Ranjinji Nampar Dak Ching Juma Mepi Kam Dejin Chikpa Ningpo. Since this element, which is devoid of stains and naturally completely pure, the Buddha nature, Te Nunsun Du Gyor Penna, since it will become manifest, the ninth example, seeing a complete and pleasantly peaceful image of melted gold within an outer mold, giving it the apparent nature of clay, those who know this remove the outer cast in order to disclose the gold inside. Jitanna Sadam Nakpoi Nangi Ser Shunma Luk Pezuk Shunma Luk Pezuk Yen Lak Yepa Yiyong Si Wei Pedak Chirol Sai Rangjin Dangi Yok Pichen. Now this bit is all it's all describing the golden image. So the main image is, the main subject is in the middle of the first line, the zuk. And this is the image. And reading backwards, it is the image which is of Ser Shunma. Shunma is molten. It's a metal that's been melted. Molten and ser is gold. Melted gold and lukpa is to pour. Or we might, it's either to pour or we might say cast in this case, because it's obviously due to the casting process. Molten gold cast inside sadam nakpo, inside black clay. Sadam is clay and nakpo is black. To cast is usually to, it has exactly the same spelling.
Casting for images you pull into
a mold. And the suk is yenla gyepa, complete in all parts. Gyepa, complete in all parts. Yiyong, Shiwei, Yiyong, Yiduongwa, is our real attractive. Ong is to come, and Yi is the mind, coming to the mind, appealing to the the mind. So this is attractive.
Do you mind it too?
Have you lost the year on that?
Yeah.
This is towards the end of the first line. We get yi yong shi wei se pa, okay? And yi is mind and ong is to come. And yi yong wei together means attractive. And the reason is shi wei, due to its peacefulness or due to its serenity. And se pa is beautiful. Dark is pure. Chiro. I know, I couldn't work out what it was this morning.
It's plural.
Why on earth it's plural?
Why the statues have been made plural?
I don't know. They were wondering about this dot on the bottom, beginning of the bottom line, why there should be a plural there, because we're just talking about...
It is plural, in fact, but then it should be the statues, images.
Maybe it's saying which has all these qualities.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That makes note.
Aha, maybe it refers to, yes, the Yenla Gyepa.
Maybe it's
referring to Yenlak duck parts.
Anyway, it refers to the statues.
And then it is also Chirol Sai Rangjin Dangi Yokpachen. It is this Yokpa can be a verb to cover, but here because it has a chen, possessing the yokpa. So we can just say having a covering, or having a cast, rangjin damgi, by clay nature. In English we say of a clay, of the nature of clay. Or having a cast of clay, the nature of Chirol Sai Rangjin. Yeah. The nature of earth on the outside.
Okay.
Externally, which looks like, I think we can say, which looks like mud on the outside. So this statue, having a cast made of clay, by clay, having a cast made of clay, looks like mud on the outside, or looks like earth on the outside.
Is Chirol outside?
Chirol is outside. Or appears to have the nature of earth externally. Daitongne. Nang du sergi zuk yopa de shepa dag. This dag is definitely the plural. It's de shepa dag. This is towards the end of that line. Those who know this, or those who know of this existence, yopa de, and it's the existence of sergi zuk, those who know of the existence of the golden image within, Nangdu. Now going forwards. Nangi Seki Zuk La Yope Sadam Jongwe Chir Chirogi Dripe Yo Dam Selwet Chepatar. We can go up to the Chir, which again means in order to, Chirdu. And reading back from the Chir, this is the first line on the next page. In order to clear away Zhongwa, in order to clear away the clay, the sadam, which exists on the golden image that is inside, which is inside, nangi. In order to do this, chirogi drip yo dam selva chepa. They clear away, or they chip off the clay cast, obscuring the outer obscuration.
Covering obscuration.
What's the yoke?
Yoke again is to cover. It just says those who know about this. I mean, it comes. Yeah, the Daitongne, having seen this, those who know about the existence, understanding this, those who know about the existence of the golden image inside.
To know.
It's in fact, in the later one, it says those who, in the third part, when it puts the example and the significance together, it then says those who make images. So it's the artist who's been making these things.
Not the gods.
What? Not the god, no.
Pardon?
Yeah?
Those who know this.
The shepherd da? Then the Nangi Segi Zuk le Yope Sadam Jongwe Cherdu. That all goes together.
The Sadam is possessed by the gold inside.
But the shepherd da?
Shepherd da, the da is like nam.
Shepherd
nam, those who know.
But if so, then it should be Shepataki through.
Not necessary. Instrumental case, you mean?
Yeah, maybe we should have, because the verb is selwa chepa.
Not necessary. Without also could be. Yes.
So, roughly the structure of the sentence, the first bit explained what the object of the seeing was. So, through their seeing this statue, which has all these qualities, those who know of the existence of this golden image within, in order to remove the clay which exists, cut over the golden image within, they clear away the clay covering, the exterior means of concealment. And those who have perfect enlightenment, having seen the incidental impurities covering the radiant light nature of the mind, purify beings who are like a mine of jewels of these obscurations. That's a bit funny, actually. Purifying beings of these obscurations, these beings who are like a mine of jewels. Semche nam ki semki rang jin e salwa te la drima nam kyang dra rum lobo ni nam pik pagyurne. The kyang in that first line. Sem nam ki semji rangjin salwa de la drima nam kyang. Although the radiant light salwa, the radiant light nature of the mind, of being, la. It should be, although the impurities to the clear, although there are impurities upon the radiant light nature of the mind of beings, drarungi lobo ni lovurwa ni nampar zikpa gyurne, having seen that these incidental impurities, laburwa, that these incidental things, which can be drell, which can be removed. No, just having seen these incidental features which can be removed, Rinchen Jungne Tau, which can be removed. No, just having seen these incidental features which can be removed, Rinchen Jungne Tau Idroa Nam Sadam Tau Idripa Duck Le Jongshin. How does this bit go? We don't seem to have a subject for the Zhongxing for a long way. It looks just like the first verb is Zhong towards the end of this third line down. They purify the Drowa Num. They purify the beings. Sadam Tawi Drupa Dale, from their obscurations, which are like clay. And in fact, we missed out, and these Drowa Num are Rinchen Jungne Tawu, the beings who are like a mine of treasures or a source of treasures. A Jungne is a source. A place of origin, literally, a mine of treasures. So, Jongxing, Selwat Sepe, aha, I see. Selwat Sepe Gyalwan Nam. The Buddhas who clear away and who purify the beings from the obscurations. Jang chuk tu sang ye ne dampe chue tun par tse. And you may have to correct me if I'm wrong here. These Buddhas teach the Dharma, this is the end of the sentence, chue tun par tse, dampe chue, teach the true Dharma, and sang ye ne is used as a verb, having fully awakened to jang chuk tu, having fully awakened to supreme enlightenment. So in fact, really, this first bit of the sentence, it looks as though it's all qualifying the Buddhas. It's the Buddhas who, having seen the incidental impurities, and I don't understand the use of this kyang in the very first line. The Buddhas who, having seen these incidental features which can be purified,
and also this,
and also the impurity, seeing that
these are irremovable.
This kyang is also in this case.
He has seen the Osalva with the Tima, and also has seen the Tima as removable.
Right. So I'll try and clear up. In the first line, I wasn't quite sure how to translate this kyang. Do you get it? It's about sort of five words back from the beginning of that line, and it means in this case it means also. So it's the Buddhas who have seen the drimanam, the impurities upon the clear light nature of the mind of beings, and also the fact that these incidental features. Something that can be purified or can be removed. And these Buddhas who having seen this, it's just a very strange construction, this sentence. The Buddhas who having seen this and who clear away
having seen this.
And to clear away and purify the obscurations which are like the clay from the beings who are like a source of treasure. They teach the true Dharma, having awakened to supreme enlightenment.
What's the drill room? Is that removed?
Drill room can be separated.
So room is can be to be able to be fit.
Jhumne together is
resources. Pardon? Jhumne is sources. Jhumse ne, in fact, name is the place. Jhum is to comes, the place from where it comes or arises. But this is source.
Jhum itself is source.
Source or origination also.
Jhum is to rise normally.
Yeah.
So this having seen from the Buddha refers even to the first part of the sentence. They see both the incidental stains,
and they see that these incidental stains can be removed. And
because it's Dalrungi, Lowurva. The Lowurva, meaning of the Lowurva is Dalrung here, in fact.
Yeah.
Describing why it is called incidental, because it's removable. That's why it is called incidental.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean it occurs somewhere in between. Mm-hmm.
And these Buddhas who purify and remove these obscurations.
Yeah.
They are these Buddhas who do this. Then they teach the
Buddha
dog.
Is subject here. Mm-hmm. Galwa is subject.
Yeah. And the last bit, just as someone well-versed in the technique of casting, removes all the clay, knowing the nature of the pleasantly peaceful image contained within the clay and made of bright and stainless gold. In the same way, the omniscient ones know the peaceful nature of the pure mind, which is like the cleansed gold, and they clear away all veils by knocking off the clay-like defilements with the different ways of explaining the Dharma. Drima me la nam partak ching ser zang ur bawale cheshing luk tong we du ki damne dam nak po nang du chuper gyorwe zugnen zeshing shiwa de rangjin. So again, this is like the first sentence that we had, or the sentence that we had in the first shloka. This all describes the precious image again. So the Zugnyen, at the bottom line there, a few words along, Zugnyen all means an image. And if we're talking about a Zugnyen in a mirror, then it means a reflection. Zugnyen Ze, the beautiful image, now reading backwards, which is Chupar-gyor is contained. Chupa to contain, which is contained within, Nangdu, Damnakpo, contained within black clay, Duki, at the time is Du, of Luktongwa, the time of casting, and which is Che, made from Zer Zang Ur Barwa, which is made from Zang is good, and Ur Bar is shining light or bright light, which is made from fine gold, fine and shining gold, and Drima Mela Nampar Dakching, completely pure and devoid and flawless, devoid of impurities. It's also, after we had Zugnyen Zeshing on the bottom line, and it's also Shiwa Dei Rangjin, and of a peaceful nature, or we might say, and it looks peaceful. This Rangjin sometimes seems to sort of indicate it looks or has the appearance of?
Jiwa de rangjin. Rangjin nature.
Mm-hmm. But it, here it seems to be more like it looks peaceful. Does it sometimes have that connotation?
What is it?
Does rangjin, the nature, sometimes have the meaning of to look or to appear? Like from, in the first book we had rangjin, it had something about chirol sai rangjin. It had the nature of earth on the outside.
Yes, yes.
But in English we probably say it had the appearance of earth on the outside or clay on the outside.
It's okay.
You can say that?
I think so.
Yeah. It looks peaceful. Then la zowa kepa kepe. This is really the subject, indicated by the sa, kepe. Zoa is to make, and the hla means it's to make gods, but obviously here it means to make images of deities or something. So zoa and kepa is someone skilled. So it's a skilled artist of images. I don't know quite what we'd call that in English, actually. And someone who makes idols. a sculptor of images, sculptor of deities. And rikne, through knowing, and it means through knowing about this image. Chi sadam tak salwa chepa. Through knowing about this image, he clears away the clay. And sadam dak means he clears away, it's put in the plural, he clears away the clay parts or something on the outside. Chi sadak. Chi indicates the outside, like chirol. Dejin tu? Yeah, knowing.
Why is it like a shaper being used all the way through and then suddenly rikpa?
He wants to add a bit of variation. Variety is the spice of life.
Behind shape, I see. Sometimes tongue also.
Dejin tu, in the same way, shecha kun kien pe sanji nam ki kyang. The Buddhas who know all that is to be known, and kyang in this case is also, yong sudak pe ser dang drawa, rangjin ji shiwe yi ki chuni deshek ningpo ni kenpa gyurne. Kenpa gyurne is the verb. Due to their knowing and reading backwards about the Buddha nature, the Dharmata, the ultimate nature, which exists, or jiwe, no sorry, it's not yupa there, it's shiwe yiki, which is shiwe yi, which is peaceful to the mind. Now how would we say that? Which is of a peaceful mentality by nature.
Which is the ultimate nature of the peaceful mind.
Which is the ultimate nature of the peaceful mind. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you say which is the ultimate nature of the peaceful mind?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is the ultimate nature of the peaceful mind. Jiwe yi is peaceful mind, so the chu ni, the ultimate nature of the peaceful mind.
Yi has to do with mind?
Yi is mind, like yi is like sem.
Jiwe yi is peaceful mind.
Peaceful mind. So which is literally the ultimate nature, naturally the peaceful mind. But it gets a bit confusing. And this is like the yongsu dok peser, like the completely pure gold. And through seeing this, drupa salwe tapsu chu chepe
Tsulgi Sadam Selwe Tik Che Drawa Drupe Kam Tokpe Gig Drupa Dagni Selwe Tsepani. And I think it's easiest if we go to the end and read it all backwards. Selwa Tsepa, the clear away, the Drupa Dag, the obscurations, and Gig. We can either take as a noun or a verb. Gek as a verb means preventing, and as a noun it means that which prevents or the obstruction.
Gek?
Yes. The impediment.
It's always a noun.
Gek. It's always a noun.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Sorry, it's not ever used as gekpa.
No.
Uh-huh. So it's gek is the impediment or the obstruction to the tok, to the realization of the element. And they clear it away by the drupa, by the practice, or by the accomplishment. And this accomplishment, in fact, is by the drupa selwe tup su chu chepet sul, by the means of explaining the Dharma as the technique to clear away the obscurations. And this is compared to the dam selwe dik she che. Sorry, I'm probably
space.
Losing everybody. Which pay?
Bis.
Bye. Drupis?
Bis.
By the accomplishment. That bit is a bit strange.
Sins, I think. I think it's sins, yes. Since it is compared with that thing. Come to with Dripadam Selvage, I think.
Yeah. Anyway, the means that they clear it away is this. Is the means of teaching, of explaining the Dharma. And this is like, at the end of this line, Sadam Selwe Tek Che. Tek? Tek Che? Che is the, we might say, is the process or the doing.
Selwe Tek Che.
And Tek is to chip or to knock off. So it's the chipping process of clearing away the clay. And that's compared to the teaching of the Dharma. And I really don't understand why we need this drupa.
Since it is proved like that.
Since it is, you want to use
as it
proof.
Is proved like that, yes.
Uh-huh.
Or accomplished.
Through it
this
seem
example,
to have
through the process of example. The process of dekche, you know, the process of removing the sandam, the clay,
uh-huh.
is Chui Chibitul is proved. With this example, that means. Rupe, come to be gig jibatan itself. So this is the conclusion. Come to be gig jibatan.
I see. So, in fact, if we'd taken it in the order that it was written, then it's the Buddhas who know all these phenomena and they know that the ultimate nature, which is completely peaceful and which is like the golden image, through their knowing this, by the means of teaching the Dharma, as a technique to remove the obscurations. And this is like the practice of knocking off, the chipping process which clears away the clay. And then through having proved this sort of similarity, then we can say that they're clearing away the obscurations. Wait a minute. No, it still doesn't make sense, does it? I still don't get this meaning of this
subject
drupe.
Is there still.
Yeah. But I don't see the function of this drupe. Because the last bit is then they clear away the obscurations preventing the realization of the element.
Comma.
And I thought then that was going to have a comparison too. But
this is conclusion, last one.
How do you fit this drupe into the sentence then?
Come to with Dribatan Severazet refers to the Dhiva Selva Taps Chue Chiba.
Yes.
That you know. So this is done and Dham Sometimes the degje is pay, you know.
Yes, yes. But then what is the meaning
so
of
this
one,
pay? It is proof. This sandam sevi, the process of removing the sandam, the clay,
yeah.
Proves,
yes.
Sort of proves,
yeah.
As being, dravar means as being,
yes.
The divasalvi thap, chocheba, chocheba chul.
But why do you need the pay?
Or, which one, this one?
Mm-hmm.
Sins, or as it is proved.
Yes,
therefore, you can say, or you can say, therefore, come to Vidyapatana Sevarjato. Therefore, he removes. Not therefore. How to say? Kembarakyuni, Dibasevi Tapsu Chuchibi Chulbi, Sandam Sevi Dekje Dawar. Chuchibi Chulki Chuchibi Chulki, Sandam Sevi Dekje Dawar. Dawar dupe chuchibe chulgi sandam sebe dekje dawar dupe. The chuchibe chul is proved as like the process of removing the stones.
But then it doesn't seem to be the reason for anything.
Not reason, in fact, it is not clear reason, but it's just a way of saying like that. Reason means not that solid reason, you know, something is to be proved like that, not that. Just comparison reason, sort of. Comparing reasons, you know.
And how would you
Drupa
put
means
the
that
whole thing into a whole, put the whole thing together? It's the Buddha's knowing about this.
Or you can remove the, you just leave Drupa, you leave it. Dravara kham tok be gek dipa tanga sewa jato. Just say, that's enough. Chu chebe chulki, sandam selbe dekje, dravara, Drupa, you leave it. Dravara kham tok be gek dipa tanga sewa jato. That's enough. Finish.
And it's just the sentence is much easier without the drupe, I find.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
What does drupe mean?
If you use the drupa, if you translate drupa, then it can be only that.
Being, we could say
proves.
Being proved, maybe. Being proved.
Being proved, yes, something like that.
So the Buddha's, through knowing about this, mm-hmm. and through the means of clearing away the obscurations, which are like the clay,
yeah.
and having proved this, which is a bit strange, they clear away the obscurations, the impediment to the realization of the element.
If you translate the drupa,
mm-hmm.
then this key, chepe tsul ki sdwa, then again this should be removed.
Chepe tsul ki.
Tsul, then key should be removed.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yes.
So how do you connect the chepe tsul ki? Dibasa
le tap chu chepe tsul. The way
yes. I see. So that yes. ghee connects with the drupa.
Yes, but it doesn't connect well, in fact. Ghee should not be there if you translate drupa. If you translate the drupa, then... If you leave the drupa, then ghee is okay. Ghee should be there. It's okay, really. It makes no difference.
So, say that again. If you translate the tsul ghee, then you don't want
the... Having understood this, that, the deshik nimbo, you know?
Yeah.
Dripa sebe tapsu chuchibe tsul ghee.
Yeah. By the means of
by
teaching.
By the means of teachings.
Yeah.
By the way of teaching, or what do you call it?
Yeah.
By teaching, you can say. By teaching as a means of the removing
yeah.
the obscuration. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And sandam sevi dekje dawar drupe. By this, and sandam sevi dekje dawar drupe. It confirmed, or you can say confirmed, or proves, like the process of removing the clay. Okay. Therefore, this is again you say.
Yeah.
Also, or you just leave as a comma. Come to, or it's better as a comma, leave it in comma. And come to,
maybe it's just kind of like a repetition by this means of teaching, which is like the process of chipping,
yes.
dash,
mm-hmm.
by this accomplishment,
mm-hmm.
through this accomplishment,
mm-hmm.
they teach, or through this, by this practice, they teach, clear away the...
No, it's not practice.
No?
Not. This is dabar drupe. This refers to this, just the example.
Yes.
That's all.
I just don't understand quite the function.
To me, it sounds like this example is proved by that meaning of Dibasilva Tabsa Chuchiva Sul. Because instrumental case is there, you know? So it's okay, don't get stuck.
What does
Dripa
mean?
Pardon?
Dripa or
Drupe? Dripa is in obscuration.
Obscuration.
What time is it now?
Almost 12:30.
We stop. Okay. So in fact we finished the 9 examples, but Rinpoche did do one more shloka which sums up the whole thing. But maybe this afternoon if we all get together and we sort of sort out the questions that we want to ask Rinpoche and we go through this.